Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics, learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best Halloween life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're exploring a chilling phenomenon that's been haunting the internet and keeping people awake at night. What is it? The legend of the black-eyed kids. So lock your doors, turn out the lights, and let's pray the black-eyed kids don't pay us a visit, shall we? Picture this. It's a quiet evening and you're alone at home. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door. You peek through the peephole and see two children standing outside. They seem normal at first, but as you look closer, you notice something terribly wrong. Their eyes are completely black. No whites, no irises, just endless pools of darkness. They ask to come in, their voices oddly monotone. A chill runs down your spine as every instinct screams at you not to open that door. This is just one of many encounters with the mysterious and terrifying black-eyed children. So let's start by diving into the origins of this modern urban legend. The tale of the black-eyed children, or BEKs as they're often called, first gained traction in the late 1990s. The story that kickstarted this phenomenon came from a Texas journalist named Brian Bethel. So it's 1996, and Brian Bethel, a journalist from Abilene, Texas, is sitting in his car in a movie theater parking lot. He's just minding his own business, writing a check, when suddenly there's a knock on his window. Now, I don't know about you, but unexpected knocks on my car window always freak me out a little. So Bethel looks up, and these two kids are just standing there. We're talking young boys, maybe 9 to 12 years old. One has olive skin and curly hair. The other one is pale with freckles and red hair. Sounds pretty normal so far, right? But here's where it gets weird. These kids start asking Bethel for a ride. They say they need to go to their mom's house to get money so they can see Mortal Kombat at the theater. But something's just off. Bethel later described feeling an overwhelming sense of dread, like every instinct was screaming at him that something wasn't quite right. The boys' voices sounded strange, kind of robotic, like they were reciting lines. And they kept insisting, saying things like, "We're just two little boys," and "We don't have a gun or anything." I mean, who says that? It's like they were trying too hard to seem harmless. But the kicker, the thing that really sent chills down Bethel's spine, was their eyes. When he finally got a good look at them, he realized their eyes were completely black. No whites, no irises, just these soulless, pitch black orbs staring back at him. Understandably freaked out, Bethel starts to drive away. And that's when one of the boys starts banging on his window and saying something that's become a classic line in BEK lore. "We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in." Bethel noped right out of there, and when he checked his rearview mirror, the boys had vanished into thin air. I mean, poof, gone. Now, here's the thing about Bethel's story. He didn't set out to create an urban legend. He initially just shared this experience in a private email to some friends, but you know how the internet is. That email got out, and suddenly Bethel's encounter was everywhere. As his story spread, other people started coming forward with their own black-eyed kids' experiences. It was like Bethel had opened the floodgates. He ended up doing a bunch of interviews, and in 2012, he even retold his story on TV for Monsters and Mysteries in America. Bethel's always been pretty level-headed about the entire thing. He stands by his experience, and he's also kind of bemused by how his story has taken on a life of its own. He's always maintained that he just reported what he saw without claiming to know what these kids actually were. But here's the thing. While Bethel's story is often cited as the first, some claim these entities have been around much longer, with reports dating back to the 1980s. So what exactly are we dealing with here? Black-eyed children are said to resemble normal kids or teenagers with some creepy differences. Witnesses have reported several common characteristics. So these aren't your average kiddos. We're talking about children that look mostly normal at first glance, but there's something off about them. They're usually described as being between 6 and 16 years old, which is a pretty wide range when you think about it. The big thing, and I mean the really freaky part, is their eyes. We're not talking about dark brown eyes. Nope. These kids supposedly have eyes that are completely black. Again, like no whites, no irises, just pitch black orbs staring back at you. Aside from the eyes, people often say these kids have really pale skin. It's not just pale though, it's like an unnatural, ashy kind of pale. Some people even say their skin has a weird texture, like it's not quite real. Here's another odd thing, their clothes. A lot of reports mention that these kids are dressed in outdated period clothes, like they just stepped out of a time machine. It is just another detail that makes the entire encounter feel wrong, you know? But it's not just how they look, it's also how they act. These kids speak in this creepy monotone voice, and get this, they often make these bizarre requests that just don't make any sense, or they respond to questions in ways that just seem off. It's like they're trying to act human, but they just can't quite nail it. And here's the kicker. They always want to be invited in, whether it's into your car or your home. They're super insistent about it. It's like they can't enter without permission, which, let me tell you, adds a whole other level of creepiness to this entire thing. So people who've supposedly encountered these kids say they felt an immediate sense of dread or fear. Like their gut was screaming at them, telling them something was just not right, even before they noticed their eyes. So yeah, that's the lowdown on black-eyed kids. Pale, creepy-eyed children in old-fashioned clothes, speaking like robots, and trying to get into your personal space. Sweet dreams, right? Right. Now, let's dive into some of the most chilling encounters with these mysterious beings. So, one particularly unsettling account comes from an elderly couple in Vermont. The story goes a little something like this. On a snowy night in Vermont, an elderly couple heard three loud knocks on their door. Upon opening it, they found two children, a boy and a girl, standing outside. The children asked, "Parents will be here soon. May we come in?" Despite feeling uneasy, the couple eventually allowed the children to enter their home. Once inside, the strange events began to unfold. The children settled onto the couch while the wife made hot cocoa and the husband tried to ask them questions, which went unanswered. The wife noticed that their cat was unusually scared and angry around the kids. The kids asked to use the bathroom, and when the wife looked at them directly, she saw their eyes. Completely black, described as black as a starless universe. Upon returning from showing the children to the bathroom, the wife found her husband covering his face, which was bleeding from a sudden nosebleed. The power in the house suddenly went out, plunging everything into deep darkness. When the wife went to check on the children, she heard their voices at the end of the hall saying, "Our parents are here." The children then left the house, leaving the door wide open. The couple saw two tall, slender men at the end of their driveway, and when the wife waved, there was no response. The men, along with the children, then drove away in a car. The aftermath of this encounter was equally as disturbing. Over the next week, three of the couple's four cats went missing, and the fourth was found dead in a pool of its own blood. The husband continued to have nosebleeds and was eventually diagnosed with aggressive skin cancer. Oh my gosh, absolutely not. 10 times no. No. If there is a knock at your door and there are kids outside, I don't care if they're selling Girl Scout cookies, it's a hard pass. No. Just no. Okay, so our next story is about a 12-year-old boy who we will call Tommy. The story goes like this. It was a sunny afternoon when 12-year-old Tommy found himself waiting in his mother's car outside of a hair salon. His mom had promised to be quick, assuring him she'd only be about 30 minutes. Tommy was initially annoyed at having to wait, but soon settled into playing a game. About 15 minutes into the wait, Tommy glanced up from his game and noticed another boy standing near the car. At first, he thought it might be his friend Jake from school, so he tapped on the window and waved, trying to get the boy's attention. The other boy slowly turned towards the car, and as he did, Tommy felt an inexplicable chill run down his spine. Something about the way the boy moved seemed off. It was too smooth, too controlled for a kid his age. As the boy approached the car, Tommy's initial excitement turned to confusion and then outright fear. The closer the boy got, the more Tommy realized this wasn't Jake or anyone he knew. The boy's skin was pale, almost ashen, and his expression was blank, devoid of any emotion. But it was the eyes that made Tommy's blood run cold. As the boy came right up to the car window, Tommy saw that his eyes were completely black. No whites, no irises, just two bottomless pits of darkness staring back at him. The black-eyed boy raised his hand and tapped on the window, mimicking Tommy's earlier gesture. His mouth moved, forming words that Tommy couldn't hear through the glass, but he could read the boy's lips clearly. "Let me in." Panic seized Tommy. He frantically pressed the lock button on the car door, even though he knew it was already locked. The black-eyed boy continued to stare unblinking, his hand still raised against the window. Tommy squeezed his eyes shut, hoping that when he opened them again, the boy would be gone. But when he peeked, the boy was still there, now pressing both hands against the window, his black eye seeming to bore into Tommy's soul. Just then, Tommy heard a familiar face. His mother was returning from the salon, chatting with the hairdresser. When Tommy looked back at the window, the black-eyed boy was gone, vanished as quickly and mysteriously as he had appeared. Tommy's mother found him pale and shaking in the car. At first, he was too scared to tell her what happened, but later that night, he recounted the terrifying encounter. His mother tried to reassure him that it was probably just his imagination or a prank, but Tommy knew what he had seen. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This poor kid, this poor couple, poor whoever has an encounter like this. I don't know that I would be brave enough to tell it because I would probably want to leave out the part where I peed my pants because surely that is what would happen to me. I don't know about you, but I don't think I could handle it. I just don't. So let's get into some of the theories about what these black-eyed kids could actually be. Some people believe they're ghosts of murdered children seeking revenge or simply unable to move on. Others think they might be aliens trying to make contact with humans. There's also a darker theory that suggests they're demonic entities or even children of the devil himself. This idea plays into the vampire-like need for invitation. Some believe that by letting these beings in, you're inviting evil into your life. Skeptics, of course, have their own explanations. They argue that the phenomenon is simply a modern urban legend spread by the internet and fueled by our innate fear of the unknown and the corruption of innocence. Some point out that the stories bear a striking resemblance to classic folklore about changelings or even fairy encounters. What are your thoughts? Vampires? Fairies? Changelings? Ghosts? I don't know. Either way, like, no matter what it is, I feel the anxiety and the fear, and I want no part of it. No part of it. It is a fun story to tell, and let's hope that's all it is. And there you have it, my friend. The chilling legend of the black-eyed kids. Whether you believe these encounters are real or just an internet age urban legend, there's no denying the power of the story to send shivers right down our spines. Next time you hear a knock at the door or see a couple of kids asking for help by the roadside, you might just find yourself taking a closer look at their eyes. But remember, whether they're paranormal entities or just products of our overactive imaginations, the black-eyed kids serve as a reminder of the power of storytelling and the enduring human fascination with the unknown. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October because we're bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters reminding you to keep your eyes open, your doors locked, and for the love of all that is sweet and magical, do not let them in. Sweet dreams!